The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 2-1 overall and host Ohio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, I was on a little bit early listening to Kirk talk, and it made me feel a little better because we're struggling on offense and playing great defense and playing very good in the special teams. And from an offensive standpoint, we can't turn the ball over, and, we've got to continue to work on getting better on the offensive side of the ball. But you still win on defense and playing great special teams and don't turn over the ball on offense. And those are some things that we got to do, and we got to get healthy in the offensive line. But, that's where we're at, and we're preparing for Ohio. And Ohio is 3-0, and Coach Zolich coaches that group, and I think we all know what kind of coach he is. So, another very difficult game for us, and one that we're going to have to play better than we played last week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barthnick from Omaha World Herald.
Jerry, I know your quarterback situation's you're a little testy about it, but is your process of how you're looking at your quarterbacks changing this week?
I'm not going to make we have enough media here that comments on the quarterback. And
okay.
right now our issue, everybody wants to say, well, we're playing great defense, playing great special teams. We're not playing as good as offense as we certainly like to. And a lot of that has to do is, where we are up front in the offensive line. We've had some injuries and, playing a couple new guys and makeshift and having guys on Wednesday not practicing early in the week is, we just got to get some continuity up front. And, we're not running the ball like we've run the ball here. And we got several good backs, but we're just not running the ball and not executing up front. And that's probably the biggest problem we have, to be honest, because, we're used to rushing, running that football and getting 150, 200 yards and doing it. And that's what's made us successful. So we've got to be able to do that. And that's the biggest thing that we need to do.
Yeah. One other question, Jerry. I know in the past in your coaching career, you made some trips to Nebraska in the spring to talk football and things. Did you get to know Frank Zolich very well?
I know Frank very well. When he was at when he was working for Tom, is that he was on a clinic deal with myself, and we got to know each other. We traveled the same places, same cities to speak. Got to know each other, became friends, and then, of course, as a head coach. And so we're very close. Then when I went to the MAC, neither one of us are great golfers, so we used to hang back and do other things. So, yeah, I've got to know him real well. And, he's a heck of a football coach. I think everybody knows that. And he's got a good staff that stayed with him, so you know he treats them good.
Right.
It's a well-coached football team. I mean, they're going to do what they do well, and you can tell he's got his mark on it.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Again, that is *1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Landis from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Jerry. A little bit of a broader question for you. I know that from week to week, teams you're playing against might put in some new wrinkles on defense, but I'm wondering if throughout your career, maybe either in Minnesota or back in the day in Northern Illinois, if you've ever come across an opponent who completely changed his defense from what you saw on film.
Oh, yeah. It maybe not change defense so much, but changes what they do, from one week to week and do different variations of it. So, there's people that do that. And most defenses now, they'll have a little bit of what I call Oki or 50, but then they'll be – or double eagle, or they'll be 4-2-5, but they can do a lot of things out of it. So I just think defenses are much more multiple than they used to be. and they have to be because of the spread game. And then somebody jumps into the power game, and the Big Ten's got a big challenge with that because you'll play Northwestern, they spread it out. Next time, you know, you play Iowa, and they're going, you know, they're going to run the football and play action pass. So you got to be able to be multiple on defense, and we recruit multiple on defense. We recruit, you know, to play three backers, and then we got to recruit extra defensive backs to play the spread team. So teams are just more multiple in what they do on defense, and they can change week to week.
And how difficult would it be, say you were preparing for whatever team it was, and they were, I don't know, 4-3, everything you saw on film, and then they come out on Saturday and they're playing 3-4 or some kind of out front. How difficult is that to adjust to on the fly?
Well, you don't really try to adjust. That's one good thing about playing our defense is they do all that stuff. So, you know, that part of it is, you know, you're familiar with because of, you know, what we work against our defense, because our defense runs Oki. They run 4-2, 4-3. They stunt. And so our defense, you know, prepares us pretty well.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.